Thank you, Paul. At this time, I would like to introduce our second speaker, Bradley S. from Norvana area.
My name is Bradley. I'm a recovering addict.
Hey, Bradley.
And I'm still excited about Narcotics Anonymous. How many people out here are still excited about Narcotics Anonymous? When I came into the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, my clean date is October 6th of 1999. Wasn't nothing funny, was nothing good about what was going on in my life. You know, the simplicity of this program has allowed me to come to the point now of just being very, very peaceful with where I am. You know, it's not about the hoopla and all that. I just want to do better today than I did yesterday. You know, thank you, Paul. I truly appreciate it. And I was sitting here and I was listening to Paul, because I remember when Paul came in and came around. And I've been fortunate. When I got here, I got a sponsor when I had 3 days clean. He put me in a step study group at 8 days clean and put me in service at 11 days clean. Mm-hmm. I went to meetings every day for my first 5.5 years, you know, and I'm talking about, I'm in the moving business, so I used to pull up in 26-foot trucks to the meetings type thing, you know, because it was more important. It wasn't so much about me to stop using. It was I did not want to feel the way I felt October 5th of 1999. And there were some people here that told me I would never have to feel like that if I did some certain things in my life. And one of the first things I had to do, I had to change my thought process. So by me being in service, I did a lot of mistakes, you know, and what ended up happening, I had to learn what was the difference in being in service and being of service. Because there is a very, very big difference in the two, you know. I can remember I had about 3 years clean, and my grand sponsor, Lester M., God rest his soul, he came to me. He said, "Bradley, man, you are so active in the program. You're doing this, you're doing that." He said, "Why are you doing it?" I said, "Because it makes me feel good, right?" He said, "That's a good reason, but it's the wrong motive." He said, "Do it because it's the right thing to do, and God will make you feel better about what you're doing." See, because what has been going on all my life, and I'm here to tell you, you know, I'm 55 years old, almost 56. I'm getting up in age. I don't remember things as well. But the one thing that I do remember is don't use. Get to a Narcotics Anonymous meeting and tell somebody how you feel. You know, and they gave me our symbol. I'm hard on them, right? They sent me the disclaimer and all that. And it said, "The symbol." I said, "Okay, you know, I'm a service-oriented guy. It's our symbol." And the reason it's our symbol, because we got a circle around our... How many people in here have received a medallion? See there? That's what recovery is about. The circle on that medallion, it's about all of us. It has a manifestation in there. It talks about what each and every one of us can fit in this program. We're not talking about these other programs. We're talking about the program of Narcotics Anonymous, right? So there are no big I's or little U's. Well, you got one day or 50 years up in here. We're all in the same boat trying to head the same way. And the one thing that I understand, if you don't know where you're trying to go, any road will get you there, right? But if you're trying to become clean and serene and live a better way of life, is one road, and it's already been paved, so we don't have to change nothing up in there. You know, it talks about God, service, freedom, goodwill. Good gracious. That's a lot. Okay, let's talk about goodwill, doing the right thing for the right reason. That's why I talked about what I talked about, being in service and being of service. See, when they told me to take a service position, they were putting me in service. When I started reaching out and doing the right thing for the right reason, I was of service, see? Because what happens is y'all taught me how to live a whole new way of life. Told me I couldn't think my way into a new way of living. I had to live my way into a new way of thinking. My thought process must change. The glass is no longer half empty, it's half full. So when they put me in service, they told me what to do. they gave me a book, and they said to guide the local service, and it explained things to me, and they made us read it when I got here. That's very important, to read. See, because the person that was in service for me might not do it how Narcotics Anonymous did it. You know, so it's very important that we read and understand how Narcotics Anonymous. The traditions are here for one reason and one reason only. It's not to say that things are going to go wrong in here, but there's less chance of things going wrong if we follow a proven way that has worked. So now we were talking about the circle. You know, there's also a square base. I'm fortunate. I travel all around. I've been to meetings in Colorado, Arkansas, Florida, you know. And the one thing that's good about that is the love that is shown, you know. People will come and pick me up from the hotels and things like that, you know. And that's what our assembly is all about. It's about this program and how this program can work for anybody, you know. The goodwill part, the freedom, and I use it, he calls it a cheat sheet. I can't remember. and when I talk about service, and I need to talk about this because I always talk about the program of Narcotics Anonymous and how it works in my life. The most important tool that I have is my story. The best way I can stay here is by the example of what I do after I learn to tell my story, right? And so, once y'all taught me how to be of service, it was for a reason. When I got here, my sponsor, his twin brother, was diagnosed with cancer. You know, and what I was able to do, I was able to watch him go through the process, you know, a painstaking process. And when his twin brother died, he was in a meeting. Me and him cried together, you know. So who would know, a year and a half later, one of my sponsees, his mother died. And by the example of my sponsor, I was able to go to him and stay with the body till they were able to remove it. And I'm talking about service, you know, getting outside of self. And it was preparation for it, you know. And if I get emotional, it's okay, right? Because this has been the toughest 2 years of my life. And I'm loving each and every day, you know, make no mistake about it. I worked for a man for 17 years. He was a retired police officer. Now, I don't know how that happened, but God does some things, right? Because I'm the guy who's been locked up over 30-something times, you know. But he put this man in my life, and his wife was bedridden for over 10 years. And I saw him unfaithfully go up and down them steps. He would feed her dinner. She would call him back upstairs and asked for a napkin, and the napkin was sitting right here, you know, and he never complained, right? You know, so I've had some examples of selfless service, you know. And what ended up happening is preparation for me, because everybody's going to get a turn of some form or fashion in Narcotics Anonymous if you stay here long enough. Because, see, when I was using, I avoided all service to anybody except for Bradley. Mm-hmm. Self-centeredness is the core of my disease, and I know that. So in June of 2012, my sponsor passed away of cancer. He was my best friend. Yeah. I mean, this man taught me how to be a man, you know. About 22 days later, my best friend's, I was at my best friend's mother's house, and I brought her in a hospital bed on a Wednesday, and she passed that Friday. 5 days later, the next Thursday, my mother died in my arms. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what I'm talking about is what we can go through, because the symbol has set us in a position to be successful, right? Because the symbol is what this program encompasses all in it. You know, my mother was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. They told her she had 2 weeks to live. She turned to me and she said, "Bradley, I'm okay with the diagnosis. Don't you act crazy." I said, "Okay." Now I'm here to report only God knows what your date is. So while she was in the hospital, I moved my mother into my house, put her on the first floor in a bedroom beside mine. I'm here to report my mother lived 17 more months.
Yeah.
And I say that because something of the things I had to go through. I remember when my mother said to me she needed a bed pan under, right? And she says, I do not know if you're embarrassed or if you're embarrassed for me, but you need to get that pan under. See, I remember those type of things. You know, the joy of living. The joy of living. I can remember at the end, it worked out just how it's supposed to, y'all. Because the program of Narcotics Anonymous put me inside this circle. Remember that. Remember that square. The broader the base, the higher the point of freedom. And what ended up happening, I had just prayed with my mother. And I turned to the nurse, and my mother had that look on her face. So I said, which one did something to you? I'll take care of it. You know, and I was trying to get a laugh out of her. But I didn't know, right? So I sat down after I prayed, and I was holding her hand, and I was talking to her and all. And when I stood up, her lips were white. Right? And so I said to the nurse, I said, give me some lip balm for her lips. And they didn't want to say, oh, she's passed, right? So they amused me. They gave me the lip balm. I put it on and everything. And then they said to me, you need to call your sister. Now, this is what I want to talk about. Now, I went to the first meeting. Now, let me back that up. A young man came to my house and took me to the first meeting I had ever went to in Narcotics Anonymous on that day. He came and we went and we cried together. I raised my hand. I told the people what had just happened. They bum-rushed me. It was too much for me. You know, so I headed home. When I got home, there was juices, oranges, fruits, everything at my door where people just came by. People that I had been in service like 14 years ago, 13 years ago, had called and left messages. The broader the base, the higher the point of freedom. You know, do I miss my mother? Yes. But I understand because I was the son that she expected me to be. At 6 years clean, I remember my mother saying, I know I can count on you. I was 46 years old when my mother told me that. And I talk about my mother so much is because she became such an integral part of my recovery, right? Because y'all showed me how to deal with society. Oh, society. That's somewhere in that symbol. Oh, my bad. So we're talking about recovery here. We're not talking about my mother. Oh, okay. But then things happen. So a couple months ago, I get a phone call from my ex. My oldest daughter was killed, you know. So, you know, it's been very trying these last 2 years, you know. And the one thing that I know about, you know, death being a part of life, it's really about how we deal with the situations of life. And if it wasn't for all of y'all, I don't know if I could have made it through successfully. And I'm not talking about using. I'm talking about losing my mind, you know. Because that can happen, you know. Man, I love the program in Narcotics Anonymous. The symbol is one of my favorite, right? Because when I got here, my sponsor had me go through the symbol, the introduction, and the preface. I didn't understand it. I understand it today. Yeah, I really do, you know. And it was very important for me to understand the program in Narcotics Anonymous and what I was getting into, you know. So today, I live happy, joyous, and free, and I go through some things with dignity. Because, see, the symbol also talks about the stigma. The last thing to go is the stigma of being an addict, see. And for y'all that don't know what stigma is, it's the shame, right? See, I don't know when I've lost it, but I've lost it. I mean, I was on a job 2 weeks ago. And this lady said, you're so different, you know, you're such a loving soul. He said, are you a friend of Bill's? You know, I answered that smartly and said, no, I'm a friend of, you know, Jimmy Kay. And, you know, I corrected things with some humor, you know. because I understand what my predecessors had to go through to get us here. I know about the lumber yard, okay, where we weren't allowed to have meetings, had to meet behind it. You know, I understand because I get into the history also, because I need to know where I am. See, and by knowing where I am, there's this word that's on our bandana, says God. Yeah. Now we're getting real deep here, because we're going to start talking about spirituality. See, because it's a difference. Religion talks about the study of God.
That's right.
Spirituality is what has come inside of us, y'all. It's already been planted. See, we've turned things around, all our assets, made them defects, right? So now it's time to turn them defects around and make it an asset, you know. And it talks about in here that we can choose to call whatever we need to. You know, if you have a problem with God, Buddha, whatever, just know it's a power greater than yourself, and we get along just well. Mm-hmm. You know, through my experiences, through my trials, through my tribulations, I've gotten better because, see, my thing was I used to beat people up with the book. I might as well come clean, you know, because I like to control things. I used to beat people up with the book. And one of my predecessors who has fought and went through some situations, some life-term things, he pulled me off to the side. And I mean, I'm talking about I probably had 8 years at the time. And he said, Brad, I'm not going to tell you stop beating people up with the book, but I got to explain this to you. It's not so much the literature that's in the book. It's about the God that's inside of our book, you know. And it started to make a little sense, y'all, you know, because there were some things happening that I didn't understand. Why, when my mother was diagnosed, did I go to the grocery store and run into one of my exes from, I'm talking about 1983, 10 miles from my house, probably 10 miles from her house the other way, and she was sharing with me that she had just lost a client. What kind of client did you lose? She lost a client because she was a home care provider, a certified nurse, and she was looking for employment. You know, and I didn't say nothing. It was a setup, right? And God be working. What happened? I took her home, introduced her to my mother, and my mother looked. She said, I know you. In 1985, my son threw a party at my house, and you were sitting on the couch. Yeah, and it was true. How she remember that, you know? But it was true, and they became best of friends. She said, Bradley, you don't have to take me to chemo no more. Annie will take care of that, you know? And I'm talking about how the life structure has changed in my life, you know? I'm struggling right now with my daughter thing, you know, but I keep moving forward. Because it's very necessary for me to be the example that my sponsor told me. My sponsor told me real early, because he's one of them guys, he said, I might have to hurt your feelings to save your life, you know. And I truly believe that, and my sponsees can tell you that that's the way I am. Because I can only sponsor the way I was sponsored, right? And what he told me, he said, Bradley, understand this. You are just not that important. But you have value. See, value, that's what I want. See, when I'm going from here, I want to know, did I help somebody? You know, it's not, did I do this? Did I accomplish this? Did I do that? It's about, did I help somebody on this journey? Did I get out the way? You know, and all this comes from living the program. The program talks about never have we seen a person relapse who lives the Narcotics Anonymous program, you know. Relapse is not a part of my story, but understand this, because the circle talks about has room for all of us. So if you relapse, that's fine. That might be the jarring effect that makes you take a more rigorous application of what? The program, you know. See, that's the whole difference. See, I went to jails and penitentiaries, the road gangs, you know. That was my way of getting here, you know. So I never came into a program as blessed as this, you know. And when I got here, it was just right for me is what I found out. Now, I came in kicking and screaming, doing things the way I wanted to do it, you know. But thank God for sponsorship. Thank God for each and every one of you sitting in this room. Thank God for the one who is on his way right now. I remember my first convention. I had 6 months clean. I'm here to report. This is my 15th straight. I make this my vacation. For real, you know. And I can remember my sponsor had me working on step work my first 6 months, just simply reading for 4.5 months. I said, well, Joe, why did you keep me just reading and all and then writing? He said, to teach you some patience, some tolerance, but above all, how to follow simple instructions. But the miracle that was happening, I was here, and I had 6 months clean. I had never been clean that long in my life, right? Because I used wherever I went. I'm talking about in penitentiaries the whole nine yards. So, you know, there's this thing about this symbol that I understand that when it says God, freedom. What I did just now was free myself one more time, y'all, because I really need to do that sometimes, you know. But freedom from active addiction, right? And now I've gotten freedom from my thought process, you know, because it was always, oh me, oh me, oh me, oh my, you know. Now it's really about how can I help the fellowship to flourish? How can I be a part of something much greater than anyone in this room, you know? So I'm currently in service, you know, and I talk about service a lot because it's very important. But the key thing is unity, not uniformity. We need to come together, y'all. You know, we really do. You know, the backbiting and whatever is going on, we need to leave that out there because it says it's our internal stuff that could destroy us, you know. And that's what this thing is about. We've been thrown together. Some people say we're the worst of the worst. I don't know if we're the worst of the worst or the best of the best or whatever. It doesn't matter. But what it is, we have that one common thing, and that's the disease of addiction, you know. And when I look around this room and there's some people that have touched my life that didn't allow me to fall between the cracks because they used to stand outside the door. And if somebody had nerve enough to ask me to share, And I shared what I wanted to share, they come up with the basic text and say, show me where it said that in it. That's why I'm the way I am today, because I understand this program can be the vessel to save each and everyone's life. But it says it real simple. We have to live the program. So I can talk real good if I want to and all that, but how are you living? You know, and see, that's what the symbol is all about. How many people have the Narcotics Anonymous symbol on their car, and as soon as somebody passes them and cuts them off, hey, come on now, don't tell me I'm the only one. Somebody show me a hand, please identify with me. Thank you. See, I need a lot of help. I thought I was the only one for a minute. But I learned that, you know. They said, yeah, understand when you're out in public, someone might, you might be the only basic text that somebody ever sees. So now, I want to be cool, I want to be wearing my little shirt and, you know, all that. When I walk out of here and I go out into society, how am I going to act? What am I going to do? Am I going to be that fool that I've been half or more than half of my life? Or am I going to be that recovering addict who practices principles at all given times, even when I don't want to? That's what I'm talking about. Move towards the resistance, not away from it. You know, this program will work for each and every one of us because someone is here to help us. That's the manifestation of the circle. Anybody in this room that's doing better? Somebody helped you to do better. Now understand, turn your head on that person you don't like because she got him and he got her, whatever, and that's going to be the person that's going to be your sponsor. Watch. Because those are the type of things that happen here. Because see, our program doesn't care. All we want to do is help you and love you and be a part of your life, you know. The one good thing I can say through my journey, it's taken some things away from me, like the necessity to use profanity. I don't know what happened. I was at a meeting where somebody took a chance and said, Bradley, can you come lead a meeting? I might have had about 5 months clean. And I went and led the meeting. My sponsor was there. And he said, Bradley, you cuss 52 times. I said, okay. He said, if anybody ever asks you to share again, try to make it 51. Yeah, see, my experience is, you know, that I'm teachable. You know, I can learn. You know, I can learn from anybody in here from one day to 500 years, whatever, you know. This program will work for each and every one of us if we give it a chance. You know, the last thing that I want to talk about, am I at that point? Oh, I saw you move. Oh, okay. I'm already there. Well, this has been fun. You know, I enjoy, well, see, I was about to lie. I really don't enjoy it. Yeah. But once I get up here, I get free, you know. And this is like the sixth time I've been asked to do a workshop. All I wanted to do when I first got here was to do one workshop, right? Now I duck. No, I tried to avoid it, didn't I? Yeah. But see, when Narcotics Anonymous knocks on my door, I am forever grateful, which is an action word, for what it's done to help me to help somebody else on this journey. So I have to show up to grow up. My name is Bradley. I'm a recovering addict. Thanks for letting me share.